Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, following multiple different stories about Apple's plans to return to the physical office starting in September, Bloomberg now reports that Apple has decided to delay the return to in-person work for at least a month. According to people familiar with the matter cited in the report, the decision is related to COVID-19 variants that have been spreading across many countries. Tim Cook had announced last month that Apple employees would return to the office using a new hybrid approach in September, saying that employees would have to work in person 3 days a week and from home 2 days a week. But even though COVID-19 vaccinations are continuing, new variants are causing case numbers and hospitalizations to increase in many countries around the world. So as such, Apple does not expect to return to the office in September, and the company has promised a one-month heads-up before it announces any other return-to-work plans. So at the earliest, Apple employees can expect to return to the office with this 3-2 approach in October. And in the meantime, a group of Apple employees have been expressing their discontent with Apple's strict policy of not allowing people to work from home permanently. Apple has said that in-person collaboration is essential, so this delay doesn't seem to change that mindset. It's only a response to the growing number of COVID-19 cases. In other news today, the Wall Street Journal reports that Apple is on the hunt for a production campus in Los Angeles as it continues its investment in original content production for Apple TV+. The new campus could exceed 500,000 square feet and would primarily contain sound stages for TV Plus productions to shoot on. The production hub would be in addition to the existing sound stages that Apple currently rents around the world. Owning permanent production stages has become critical for streaming services, as the available sound stages to rent are generally booked up months in advance. So in order to keep content production rolling on a regular basis, streaming companies are increasingly buying up large sites for their own exclusive use. The Wall Street Journal report says that Apple hired a new retail executive in January to lead its soundstage expansion. The company already occupies a significant 128,000 square feet facility in the Culver City region, which is currently undergoing renovation for the plan to become the Apple TV head office. This Culver City location will initially house about 1,000 employees, but Apple says that number will grow to 3,000 by 2026. And all of that is in addition to Apple's plans to build 500,000 square feet of soundstage space in Los Angeles. Rounding out today, it's been widely reported that Apple is planning a new iPad mini that could come as soon as later this year, with a new design similar to the latest iPad Air. And 9to5Mac has now learned from sources familiar with the matter that the new iPad mini will be powered by Apple's latest A15 processor, feature USB-C connectivity, and include a magnetic smart connector on the back. This would be the same A15 processor that Apple is expected to use in the new iPhones coming this fall. The A15 chip will use the same 5-nanometer fabrication process as the A14, and our sources indicate that Apple is also working on a more powerful A15X variant that could be used in other iPads down the line. The new iPad mini will also feature USB-C connectivity on the bottom for the first time, similar to the latest iPad Pro and the latest iPad Air. This would open up the iPad mini to a wide array of accessories beyond the current Lightning connector that the iPad mini uses now. Finally, the redesigned iPad mini will also feature a magnetic smart connector on the back, our sources say. This could mean that Apple has plans to release smart connector-capable accessories for the new iPad mini, like it has done for the other iPads in its lineup. Bloomberg has previously reported that Apple is working on a new iPad mini for this year. It's expected to feature slimmer bezels and no home button, and it would represent the first update to the iPad mini since 2019. The screen is expected to be between 8.5 and 9 inches, but the overall form factor shouldn't change much, with the larger screen being made possible by the removal of the bezels and the home button. Apple is also planning a new version of the entry-level iPad with an A13 chip inside. The current 10.2-inch entry-level iPad is powered by the A12 processor, so this would represent a notable jump in performance for Apple's most affordable tablet. Both the new iPad mini and the new entry-level iPad could be released as soon as sometime this fall. That wraps up another episode of 9-5 Mac Daily. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Follow along with the 9-5 Mac at 9to5mac.com and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9-5 Mac Daily.